Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Beis, and we are on the Mishnah Yud Aleph from a base. Just scheduling note, Beit Hashem. I hope over the next couple of days I'm going to be away, but I'm going to try to get the daf up from the Golan over the next Thursday and Friday. Shabbos and Sunday there will not be a shiur here. Those will move over from last cycle, and then the next shiur will be here. Will be Monday. Monday, Erev Yantif, we'll have a shiur. But again, next tomorrow and Friday, I hope to get the shiur up. And so hopefully every shiur will be up. So Friday and Shabbos and Sunday, there won't be a shiur. And Monday will be the next shiur that we'll have. Monday on Erev Yantif will be the shiur in person here. Okay, let us get into Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Just one Nahara that I did not get to mention yesterday. And that is, on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, there was a Gemara that came up, and there's a sheet of the Rambam that we did not mention yet in this entire Masechta, but we have to mention it because according to the Rambam, if we think that there are some people today that don't hold of certain Erevs, the Rambam would be in those people. And that is why. Because remember yesterday we had a sheet of Rav, and we had an extension of Rav Yosef. Rav had said that Tzuras HaPesach does not work for an opening that's more than 10 amos. And Rav Yosef extended that to say, a Tzuras HaPesach does not work if parutz meruba al ha'omed. If you have more open area than closed area, Tzuras HaPesach won't work for that. The Rambam holds of part two. He holds of the extension, even though he might not hold of the first point. Meaning, the Rambam holds that Tzuras HaPesach does not help you for Paritz Meruba Al Ha'ome. This is the Rambam Shita in Tezayin, in Hilcha Shabbos. Kal Mechitza, Sheishba Paritz Meruba Al Ha'ome, Eina Mechitza. Any Mechitza that is more open than standing, it's not a Mechitza. Avalam Haya Paritz Ki'omeid Harizumuteris. Exactly equal on Mekel, says the Rambam. Paritz ke'omed. Ubilvad, shelo yia ba'osama piritzos, piritza she yeser al eser amos. As long as the piritza is not more than 10 amos. Aval eser amos, hariyuka pesach, up to 10 amos is like a doorway. So it's okay. Vim hayala piritza zu tsuras a pesach. But if there's a tsuras a pesach on the doorway, aval pishu yesh ba yoser me yeser, einam apsedes a machitza. The Rambam says tsuras a pesach works for openings more than 10 amos. You could use a tsuras a pesach there. But v'hu shelo yehei aparetz merubal ha'omed. But it does not work for paretz merubal ha'omed. Meaning, according to the Rambam, to be able to have what we call an eruv, you have to have most of the area enclosed in a wall. Tzuras HaPesach says we use do not work. Right, that is the shita of the Rambam. So again, if you have a walled city, okay, according to the Rambam, that would be able to work. Or let's say you have a city which uses, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Yam, where there's a very steep incline, which would halachically be considered a wall. I mean, as long as you have halachic walls, so that might be good according to the Rambam. That would be good. But regular, what we call an Erev, the Rambam would say that's no good, because the Rambam holds that Tzuras HaPesach does not work for Paritz Merubah Al Ha'omed. It only works for the piritzas that are Yoser Me Eser. And if you look in the Magen Mishnah here, he quotes the Deos Achokos, Avalatosas Vaharashbas Svurim. No, the Kosh Yesham Tzuras HaPesach Asui Ketikno Afilu Paritz Merubah La'omed Ba'arba Mechitzos Ubekulon Tzuras HaPesach Harehein Ka'omdin. Right, the Tosfos, the Rashba, the Rishonim say no. Vidash Afladas Rabbeinu. But then he says, even according to the Rambam, Yesh Tzuras HaPesach Mo'ila Afilu Ba'paritz Merubah La'omed Kagon Baruch Shlishis. On the third wall, if you have at least two walls that are full, v'chein l'famim shaparis meruba below tzuras hapesach ma'ol pasi biros. Okay, he gives other examples, but that is the shita of the Rambam. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes this daya. He quotes this daya again. He quotes the other daya first, but in Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud, this Rambam makes it to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, im asa tzuras pesach. Afilu lepirtza yisera me'aser mutter. V'afilu lo naatz ela arba kundesin ba'arba ruchos. Even if you just stuck four poles in. Oh, we don't call an erev. Four poles in an area. V'yasa tzuras pesach al gabeyan mutter. V'animili b'chatzar mavishish b'han diurin. This is only if there's a populated area. Aval bebika lo mahani. V'shakala ruchos ayde tzuras pesach. That's what we'll have to get to. We talk about uninhabited areas. Ula HaRambam, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Ula HaRambam, Ein Tzuras HaPesach Moa, Lepirtza Yosem Yasser, Ela Im Kain, Omeid Meruba Ala Parts. Right? The other way to do it is to have, if the Rambam might hold you, it's only a problem when you have both. What if every one of your doorways, every one of your Pirtzers are less than Tanamos? So then maybe you're allowed to have Parz Mu Bala Omeid, but then you'd have to make your poles pretty close together throughout the Eruv. So that could be a way also. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Tzuras HaPesach does not help for a Pirtza more than 10 unless you have Omeid Meruba Ala Parz. That is the quoted by the Shita in the Shulchan Aruch as the second Deah. So it sounds like he passes like the first Deah, Ul HaRambam, and this is what the Rambam holds. But again, important Shitas to be aware of. Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud. Okay, that relates to yesterday. So again, it's fascinating. He holds of the extension on the surface. Again, he can work it out. He holds of the extension of Rav Yosef, but not of the Iker Din of Rav in terms of what Tzuras HaPesach works for. Okay, we continue now. Second Mishnah in Maseches Eruvin, right here. Yud Aleph Mabes. So we've done one Mishnah. A number of them to go. Hechsher Mavui. So how do you kasher a Mavui? How do you do it? We have these alleyways. You have to put something at the edge. So how do you kasher it? Remember we discussed 10 blot ago. Why isn't this the first Mishnah in the Masechta? Tell us what to do and then tell us what the problems are. The first Mishnah, oh, it's above 20 Amos. Above 20 Amos. Just tell us what you have to do and then get to, oh, if you didn't do it this way. So that we discussed. Remember, the first Tosfos in the Masechta touched on this. Hechsher Rimi Orleans. Have us been on Hechsher Mavui. We should have had the Hechsher Mavui first. So the Gemara said, the Tosfos said, no, it's better to start here because it's like Sukkah. Right? Like the first mission in Sukkah discusses. Okay, so why do we have to be parallel to the first mission in Sukkah? Either way, we discussed that then, but remember the first Tosfos in the Masechta. Okay, either way, we have it now. So the first way to be Machsher Mavui, Beishamei Omrim Lechi V'Kora. A Lechi and a Korah. You have to put a vertical and a horizontal pole at the edge. Ubeis Hillel Omrim O Lechi O Korah. And Beis Hillel says, no, either or. Either or, do they work differently? We'll see that a little bit later today as well. How do they close off the area? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Licha Yayin. Rabbi Eliezer holds two Lechis. You need a Lechi on either side of the opening. That is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Right? Even though he's a Talmud of Beis Shammai, who says Lechi V'Kora, but he says here Licha Yayin, two Lechis. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar, Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael said in the name of one certain student in front of Rabbi Akiva, we'll see Beis Shem tomorrow that student was Rabbi Meir. Lo Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's no Machlokas. Al Mavui Shu Pachos Me Arba Amos Shu Nitar Oba Lechi Oba Kora. If the opening is less than 4 Amos, it's for sure either or. Lechi or Kora. You don't need both. Al Manechleku Al Rachav Me Arba Amos Vad Eser. The Machlokas is between 4 and 10 Amos. Shebeishamei omrim lechi v'koro, beisil omrim o lechi o koro. That's the machlokas. Less than 4 amos, though, even Beishamei agrees it's either or. Rabbi Akiva, al zev al zeh nechleku. Rabbi Akiva said, no, they argued on both. What's the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva? Again, the Gemara will explain. Period. So, come on. Who is our Mishnah going according to? Deloke Chananya Udoveloke Tanakama. It's all like Chananya or the Tanakama. At this stage of the Gemara, we don't know which type of Mavui our Mishnah is talking about. We think, at this stage of the Havamina, we're talking about a Mavui Mifulash. An open Mavui. Only enclosed on two sides, open on both ends. Remember the two types of Mavui. It's Mavui Mifulash and Mavui Sasum, which is closed on three sides, a dead end. But if you remember, we had, back on Davav, we had a machlokes, three different opinions, by a mavui mefulash, an open mavui. How do you close it up? So we mentioned, you might have to put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, you might have to put a door on one side. So nobody says that in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, is our Mishnah against all of those opinions, back on Davav and Aleph, that the way you fix a mavui mefulash is with Tzuras HaPesach, with doors? So the Gemara says, no! Our Mishnah is not talking about a Mavui Mefulash. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachika Amar, Hechsher Mavui Sasum Ketzad. How do you fix a closed Mavui? Which we thought, that's what we thought the first Mishnah was talking about. Beishamei Omrim Lechi V'Kora, Beisil Omrim O Lechi O Kora. Right? Beishamei says you need both, and Beisil says you need either or. Beishamei, and now the Svaris. Beishamei Omrim Lechi V'Kora, Beishamei says you need both. Why? Lameimra, is this to tell me? To Kasavri Beishamei Arba Mechitzos de Oraisa. the fact that Bishamai requires a super closing up of the fourth wall by a Mavli Sasim, is that to tell me that on a Daraisa level he requires four walls? The Ritva here says, not literally, because you don't have a wall on the fourth side, but three solid walls and one symbolic wall on a Daraisa level. Is that how we're supposed to understand Bishamai? Right, that is what the Ritva says just right here. You have to say that to understand this line of the Gemara. Pirish, de'isvir luhu gimel mechitzos daraisa, because if he held three walls are good enough, lamali to make it into Rosh Hashayachid, lamali lechi v'kar baruch revius, havadai mishum hekeira derabanan b'lechi oko resagi. One or the other should be fine. Elavadai lechi v'kar mishum mechitzos daraisa mashvilei. It must be, this Mishnah, according to Bishamai, is a daraisa din, not a derabanan din. Why would you need two things to give you reminders? Right, one is good enough. And then he says, V'im tomar. So if the fourth one's daraisa, so how do you get away with what you have? V'yesh lomar, no. D'hachi gamar. D'kasar b'shamay mi daraisa bina sham dalin mechitzos. Gimel mechitzos gemuros. U'mechitza revius b'chol dehu. That's the din of b'shamay daraisa. That's the havamina. And the Gemara says, no, lo, you don't have to say that. Lizrok, a big chiddush. You might say there are different levels of dinim. Lizrog mishaloshu de bechayev. On a daraisa level, three walls are good enough. And therefore, if you throw a ball from the street into this mavui sasum, you're chayev daraisa. Because you're going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Letaltel adi ika arba. Din de Rabbanon. Rabbanon did not allow you to carry within the area to make it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid for that din unless you have four. And the fourth one could be a little more flexible. So is this, again, does this Mishnah, again, is the Mishnah din daraisa? No, it's a din darabanan. Right, that was the question and answer. Now the other way. Beis Hillel omrim olechi okora. Beis Hillel says either or on that fourth side. Lema kasavri Beis Hillel shalosh mechitzos daraisa. So should we say according to Beis Hillel, three walls are daraisa? Because he says, just that fourth wall could have anything, but the first three walls need, you know, full three. Versus low. Lizrog mishayimu de machayiv. It could be that on a daraisa level, even two would be good enough. Shtayim hu de machayiv. Letaltel de ika shalosh. But again, to be metaltel, one needs three walls, according to Beis Hillel. And again, we mentioned back at the beginning of the Masechta, Lomaskana. What do we paskin? Rov Rishonim assume that three walls are good enough for a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. Like most, the Mavli Sasim that we're talking about, that is Daraisa for all intents and purposes. According to Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, again here, is different. The Rambam holds a fourth wall. Three walls might be a Makkah Patur. We're going to talk about it more, Beis Hashem, on later on in today's daf. But again, the Rambam is the Mashmah, so the Rambam is different than other Rishonim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayin. Rabbi Eliezer says, two lechis, not just one, two lechis. Ibailahu, Rabbi Eliezer Lechayayin Vikora Ka'amar. When he says two lechis, is it only two lechis? Or is it two lechis and a kora? Which is like a Torah Pesach kind of structure. Right, so, what do you mean? L'chayayin v'kora kamar. When he says two lechis, does he mean two lechis and the kora across on top? Odima l'chayayin below kora kamar. Or is he saying l'chayayin without the kora, just the two lechis? So, tashma, maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer. Shehalach eitz Rabbi Yossi ben Preda. You have a story of Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to have a little, tomorrow's daf is a little bit lighter. You think no stories in Erevin. There are a couple of dafim in Erevin that have some agadic type of material. Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Nun Gimel. So, Beth Hashem, we'll get to it. But that's tomorrow. Right now, we have the following. So, the story of Rabbi Eliezer, that he went to Rabbi Yossi ben Preda, Talmido, his student, La Ovelin, it's the name of a place, Umatzvu Sheyoshev B'mavui She'en Lo Elalech Yechad, and he found him. He was sitting in a mavui with only one lechi. Amar lo b'ni, Asei lechi acher. Make another one. Is this on Shabbos? Did he tell him to put up another lechi on Shabbos? Are you allowed to matir a mavui on Shabbos? Doesn't say in the Gemara. Just says that he went there. Maybe he's Erev Shabbos. He's sitting there getting ready for Shabbos. Right? Put up another lechi! So either you don't have to say it's a story that happens on Shabbos. And you can't, putting a board there that's going to stay there forever might be a problem of bona. So either way. So he says, put up another lechi! So Amar lo b'chila so smani tzarech. What, you want me to close up the whole thing? Answers his student. Amar lei, yisasim lo abakach. Yeah, close it up. We'll get back to that. But let's finish the brisa. First, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo nechlu go beishame beis Hillel, amavi shupachos be'arba amos, seino tzara klum. Well, this version says, if it's less than 4 amos, you have to do nothing on that fourth side. Amar nechluku al racha me'arba amos v'yad eser. The machlokas is between 4 and 10. Shebeishame omrim lechi v'kora, beis Hillel omrim o lechi o kora. That's the end of the brisa. So we're going to talk about each part. Let's go back to the first part first. Ketani Mias, what did we say before? Vechila Sosmo Ani Tzarech, what did his student answer him? What, you want me to close up the whole thing? Putting up another lechi? So the Gemara assumes, what would closing it up mean? E Amrit Bishlama Lechayayin Vekora. If you say that when Rabbi Eliezer says two lechis, he means also the horizontal beam. So Mishamachi Amar, that's why his student said, Vechila Sosmo Ani Tzarech. You want me to close up the whole thing? Because two vertical poles wouldn't be, would that be considered stima? So if you say that he requires two lechis and a korah, then I understand the conversation that took place. Ela'i amret lechayayin below korah. But if you say that all Rabbi Eliezer needs are the two vertical poles, so milas osmo, is that closing it up? There's no roof. There's nothing on top. Would his student have used that lashon? Vechilas osmo? So Hari Kamer, the Gemara says, yeah. Do I have to close it up with lechis? Is that what you want from me? So you could even work it out so we don't have a raya. Either way, what Rabbi Eliezer meant. The Ritva here again asks, what was the Talmud thinking? And what did Rabbi Eliezer say to him? I don't know, the Talmud must have been a Talmud Chacham. He must have known what he was doing, and he put up one. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you have to put up more than one. And also, Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. As we know, the Gemara says elsewhere, Shemuti hu. He's a Talmud of Beis Shammai, which maybe we'll talk about in a couple minutes more. So he asks the Ritva, V'im Talmar. First of all, the language of the Mishnah. If Rabbi Eliezer requires two lechis and a korah, why didn't it say that? Why did he just say, oh, you need two lechis? And he should have told his student, put up a lechi and a korah. Because if that's what he requires. Ki ha-Talmud ha-Zeh sham ela lechi echad. Va'od, if this Talmud is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, heich lo asa, ela lechi echad, im kei ki Beis Hillel asa, v'sfir lei ki Beis Hillel, why didn't he tell him, I hold like Beis Hillel, what are you jumping on me for? What's the shakla v'tariya here? That's the question. V'anachon, ki zeh ha-Talmud lechi v'kora asa, ki Beis Shammai. He put up a lechi in a korah. That's why he didn't say anything about the korah. He put up the lechi in the korah, like Beis Shammai. And he felt that Rabbi Eliezer, his rav, held he understood his Rebbe as saying either or, lechi and korah, or two lechis. That's what he understood. That's why he said to him, make another lechi. Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer is like, no, I hold two lechis. Umahadrinan, and he said, de'la'olam Rebbe Eliezer lechayayim dafka. V'hachi komar, make me another lechi, ki akorah eino to'elas klum. Good. Then he says, "V'im Tomar, hey Cholik Abishamai Beis Hillel." Rabbi Shammai says to a lechi and a korah. How could Rabbi Eliezer come up with a third shita? V'yeshlomar ki Rabbi Eliezer Amar Shkach Amar Beis Shammai. No, he said, "This is what my Rebbe said. You have the Mesora Beis Shammai rule, but I think this is what my Rebbe said." Either way, so it's important to know exactly what the conversation was between Beis Shammai and between Rabbi Eliezer and his Talmud. We know throughout Shas, Beis Shammai is a more rejected opinion than other opinions. The Gemara in the sixth parak in Brachas says, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ina Mishnah. The question is, why is that? Why is Beis Shammai more rejected than any other opinions? And is there a nafkamina that he's more rejected than other opinions? So one reason why he might be more rejected is based on tomorrow's Gemara, so I'm not going to give it away yet. Right, in terms of the Baskol that we discussed a couple of days ago. But the Mesulas Yesharim writes, in the 20th parak, in parak chaf of the Mesulas Yesharim, that maybe he's a more rejected opinion, and he needs to be because he's an entire group of people. Usually, if you have a das yachid, some people follow the das yachid. Okay, it's not going to ruin the Jewish people. If you have a whole group of people, you have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if people start following Beis Shammai, that's a danger to the undermining of the halachic system. Because people are just going to follow this group and that group, and then the whole Judaism is going to be splintered. So it's more dangerous. And that's why, possibly, Chazal were very nervous, and they said, Beis Shammai v'vaka Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. Right, and that's why the first paragraph of Brachas, right, where do you have this by any other opinion? If you go like Beis Shammai, the first opinion said it's okay. Second opinion says no. The third opinion says, Chayim Misa. Rabbi Tarfon, the first Mishnah, Sikanti Ba'asmi B'nei Alistim. Why is that? So it could be because Beis Shammai is more dangerous because he is a group. That's at the end of Simen Chaf in the end of Simen Chaf in the Masilas Yesharim. Okay, I'm not gonna find it right now, but either way, this is number one. Are there any nafkaminas? Halacha l'maisa, the fact that Beis Shammai is a more rejected opinion than other opinions. Is there any nafkaminas? So there might be. Getting Zama first, but there's a very interesting case that comes up. It's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud. The Gemara there talks about Noi Sukkah. Noi Sukkah, decorations on the Sukkah that are more than 10 tfachim hanging down from the schach. So is that a problem or not? That's a machlokas. Rav Nachman says it's kosher, and Rav Chis and Rabbi Rav Huna say it's pasul. And then one time, Rav Chis and Rabbi Rav Huna, who say it's pasul, were visiting Rav Nachman. Visiting Rav Nachman's Sukkah. Aganinu Rav Nachman besukkah shenu shenoya mufloken mimena bar tefachim. Rav Nachman, who said his kasher, put his friends into the sukkah, invited them into the sukkah, and gave them something to eat and gave them a place to sleep in this sukkah that he held was kosher, but they held was pasul. Ishtiku v'lo amar lev libidi. They didn't say a word. They didn't say a word. Amar lahu. So he says to them, Ah, well you choser bo. Hader behu rabbanim mishmatayu. Did you retract your statement? And they say, no, shluchei mitzvah anan, b'turim in sukkah. We're shluchei mitzvah. We don't have a chiyuv of sukkah. That's the story. Asks the Ritva there in Sukkah Daf Yud, how did Rav Nachman do this? How did Rav Nachman do this? He knew that they held that this sukkah is pasul. So how was he able to do this? How was he allowed to do this? Isn't it lifnei iver? Isn't lifnei iver if I hold something as kosher and I know you hold it's treif? I know you don't hold of this hashgacha. But I hold of this hashgacha, and I think it's totally kosher. So if I know you're doing it al tzchumra, okay, maybe there's a difference. But what if I think that you're doing it because it's a big problem? So isn't that lifnei iver? That's the Ritva's question right here. He says, Mehasha minan, you see from here, shahamachil lechaveiro, mashahu mutter lo, lefi hamachil, ein bazeh mishum lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol. Wow. As long as the machal is also in the same league. And maybe here that he said, that's the first day of the Ritva. But then he says, maybe here is different because it's their own fault. They should have just looked up. It's not like they couldn't have figured it out themselves. They could have seen this. Either way, this is an important discussion in terms of an Iver. What does this have to do with us? It could be that a Beis Hillelnik, right, or a Beis Shammainik, a Beis Shammai person, even if you could trick somebody, so to speak, by other opinions, if the opinion that you're relying on is that you're a Talmud of Beis Shammai, you might not be able to do that. Because that is a totally rejected opinion, no halacha l'maisa remnants to that shita. Even if you want to say this idea by other deists that, not like, accepted not to. I mean, nowadays bisman hazeh, you can't. I hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I eat basar of bachalav. I mean, you can't hold something like that. But by other opinions, you know, you have where this might come up, but maybe it doesn't come up by Beis Shammai. Okay, there are other opinions, other nafkaminas that might come up. The Vilna Gaon points out in the 8th parak in Brachas that if Beis Shammai is just a little extra machmir, sometimes if Beis Hillel agrees to that lechachila, then it's no problem going like Beis Shammai. So there are one or two machlokos, a couple of machlokos and shas like that. For example, if you forgot to bench and you're not in the place where you ate, do you have to go back? Do you have to go back? That's a machlokos Beis Shammai Beis Hillel on the 8th parak in Brachas. Beis Shammai says, you have to go back. Beis Hillel says, no, don't worry about it. The Shulchan Aruch says, go back. L'chadchila. Beis Shammai! No, the Vilna Gaon says there in the Shnos Eliyahu that there even Beis Hillel agrees l'chadchila, that you should go back. It's just that b'diyeved, you know, you yotzei benching even if you don't go back. But l'chadchila, he agrees. That's why we can pass on like Beis Shammai there, because it's really pass on like Beis Hillel. L'chadchila. Okay, either way, that is a discussion, a little discussion of Shitas Beis Shammai. We continue. Amar Mar, 12th line or so. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Lo nechlu go Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Amavi shepachos me'arba amos. She'enot zara klum. This Bryce's version was less than 4 amos. You need nothing if the opening is less than 4 amos. We learned in our Mishnah a different version. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Lo Nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Al Mavi Shibachos Be'Arba Amos, Shu Nidar Obel Echi Obekora. Either or, not nothing. So how could the Braisa say less than 4 amos, you need nothing at the doorway? Here, the Armishna says you need either or. Amar Avashi, Hachi Kamar. We misunderstood the Braisa. Eino tzarech lechi v'kora kebe shamai, v'lo l'chayayin, kreb Eliezer. It means you need nothing, meaning nothing like those other two opinions that are more machmir. Ela o lechi o kora kebe silo. It means either or. So interpret the Braisa in light of our Mishnah. Vikama, how small do you go that you need something? Is there any small amount that you wouldn't need anything? Amar Rav Achli, Vitema Rav Yechiel, Adarba'a, 4 tfachim. Less than 4 tfachim opening, you don't need anything. Because that's not a Pesach. We mentioned yesterday, right, for Hilchas Mezuzah. Right, you need to have a 4 tefach wide doorway to be chayiv in mezuzah. It's not a pesach if it's less than 4, and therefore you wouldn't have to do anything. The Ritva's lashon here is it's called sasum. The Meiri says ain pesach pachos mi dalet. Good. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Modem Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer, Bepasei Chatzer. The Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer who requires 2, right, 1 from each side. The Chacham agree to that in a chatzer. We've mentioned before the tshuva of the Rashba. Right, we mentioned it, I'll show you, it's in Chelek Hei Simen Reish Gimel. The Rashba which says, chatzer is more chamur than mavui, because a chatzer is more personalized, more tsanua, more the usage of the area is more common, and therefore Chazal had higher standards for a chatzer. So the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that you need 2 pasin on the sides of a chatzer. Rav Nachman Amar Alach Rabbi Eliezer Mepasei Chatzer. And the Rav Nachman said, no, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer by the chatzer. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Man Modim. Who agrees? When Rav said they agree, Rebbe, Halacha Mechlal De Pligi, Man Polegale. But you say everybody agrees, then you say, oh, it's a machlokas and we hold like him. We hold like him, so who argues? So Rabbanan, Detanya, Chatzer, Niteres, Mepasei Echad, Rebbe Omer Mishnei Pasin, period. Okay, so that's why there are days that say only one, but the Gemara's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says we would paskin 2. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Chatzer tzricha shnei pasin. A chatzer needs 2 pasin. Again, the entranceway of a chatzer needs walls on either side of the doorway. Amalei Reb Zera or poles. Amalei Reb Zera or Avasi Miyam or Reb Yochanan Hachi. Does Reb Yochanan really say you need 2? V'ha atu amta amart mishpeder Reb Yochanan. But didn't you already quote Reb Yochanan as follows? Pasei chaser tzrichan shei bohen dalid. They have to be 4 tfachim wide. The pasin that go on the edges of the chaser. So you're going to tell me 4 tfachim and you need on both sides? V'chi tema arba mikan arba mikan. And if you say yeah, maybe. When you see there, Rabbi Yochanan says both. You need both on two on the. You need 2, and you need 4 tefachim wide. No, v'yatani Rabbi Ada baravimi kamed Rabbi Chanina v'yamila kamed Rabbi Chanina bar papi. We had this already. Remember the case of the small chatzer and the big chatzer, and you have the side. The big chatzer is okay because you have walls looking into the small chatzer, but the small chatzer is not okay because it's totally open. So how long are those pasin on the sides going in, which act as walls for the big chatzer? Remember we said the measurements. Ktana be'eser v'gdola b'chasesrei. The small chatzer is 10 amos, and the big chatzer is 11 amos wide. So if you split, it's one extra amma that's split up halfway on each side, 6 tfachim in an amma, let's assume, 3 tfachim and 3 tfachim, so it doesn't work. If you're going to say you need 4 tfachim for each wall. And you're going to tell me, oh, it's 4 and 2, it's not centered, but then he says you need 2 pasin, so the other side it doesn't count. So we're stuck here. So Kisalik, Rebbe Zera, Miyami, when Rebbe Zera went up from the Yam, from the sea, Pirsha, he explained as follows. Beruach achas ba'arba'a, mishtei ruchos, mashu lakan umashu lakan. No, if you only have, Rebbe Yochanan says you have an option to close off a chatzer. Either 4 tefach wide pass on one side, or 1 on each side, just a little bit. The Hadatani Ada Barabimi, and this last statement that we had earlier that describes the measurements of the big and small chatzer, Rebbe Yivasav like Rebbe Yossi, that was Shitas Rebbe that you need longer, and like Rebbe Yossi that you need on both sides, as we had earlier in the Masechta. Stop here for a minute. Very interesting Ha'ara I saw in the name of the Maharal. Why by a Mavui are the poles called Lechis, and by a Chatzer are they called Pasin? Why is that? Why is that pas and a lechi? So a pas means a board. That's what pas is translated. Pas means a piece of lumber, a keresh. Right? Some of the unkeluses, I think, crushim called pasin. So pas is a board. So that's why it's called that, because by a chatzar you need a longer one. By a lechi, the point is just having something by the opening. Right? The lechi of an animal is the cheek. Right? The zroa lechayayim and keva, the matanos that we give to a kohen from any animal, a chulin animal. Remember we had that perek at the end of chulin. Perek hazroa. Zroa lechayayim. It's the cheek that's next to the mouth of the animal. So this lechi is at the mouth of the mavui. That's why it's called a lechi, because pas is something bigger, it's something more structural to create a wall. A lechi is just put something near the opening, near the mouth. Right? And that's the lechi. That's where the lashon comes from. Good. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Sixth wide line. Chatz and iteres v'pas echad. Rav Yehuda and the Shmuel says, a chatzer just needs one pas. Amar le'abayla Rav Yosef, mi'amar Shmuel. Hachi, is that really true? V'yamar le'shmuel Rav Chananya, bar Shila. Shmuel said, Alo tevet uvda, ela oberov dofen, ela obishne pasin. Shmuel told Rav Chananya, no. To matir, you have to have most of the wall covered, or you have to use two pasin. So you see, how could Shmuel say one pas? It says here that he's two pasin. Omer lei. So Rav Chananya says, well, I'm not sure exactly what a sheet is, because I have a different story. Omer lei v'yana lo yadana. I'm not sure. De'uvda havni bedura de'ru'usa. We had this already. We had the town of the shepherds. Lashon yama nichnas l'chatzar havi. There was a case where there was a sea that was open to a chatzar. There was a sea, and the walls of the chatzer broke down, and now the sea on the fourth side is flooding into the yard. Okay, that's the case here. The sea is flooding into the yard. Lashon yama nechnas l'chatzer havi. V'asa l'kamei de Rav Yehuda. And they came in front of Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Shmuel. It's Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, but he was a Talmud of Shmuel here. That's important for us. V'lo atzrochei ela pas echad. And he only required one pas over there on the wall where the water broke down the chatzer walls. So again, so I'm not sure what to do. Shmuel said you need two, but this story says his Talmud says you only need one. So, Amalei. So, he answers, 1 minute. Lashon Yam Kamrit. What, you're asking about the sea? No. Kalu Shukil Chamamayim. Whenever you have water on the fourth side, sometimes we're allowed to have kulas regarding machitzos. Kidaboy Minei, Rabbi Tavla Meirav, like we discussed, Rabbi Tavla asked Rav. We had this once or twice in Masech HaShabbos. Machitza Tluya. Remember the case, what if you have 2 yards, you have 2 chatzers next to each other, and you have a water source in between the 2 yards? There's one big well. Are each of the chatzers allowed to take from that well? So the Gemara described what was called a mechitza teluya, a wall that went above the water, which would symbolically shoot down. Or another case of mechitza teluya discussed then. You're on a boat, and you want to take water from the yam, which is a karmelis, onto the boat, which is a Rishus HaYachid. What do? So you're allowed to build this miniature, you know, mechitza on the outside of the boat, and then go put your pail down in. But all these mechitza tluyas, the Gemara said, you're allowed to use them by water, over water. It's cooler by water. So let's read it now. Mechitza tluya ma'o shetatir b'chorva. Can a hanging mechitza work in a chorva, meaning on dry land? Amar lei no. Ein mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim. Mechitza only works over water. Only over water. Why? Kalu shikilacham b'mayim. So therefore, it's a kula by water, right? By land, you have animals that are walking through. Gideon Bokenbo. So you can't use that. But when it comes to water, it's okay. Meaning, so don't ask me the problems. The yam went through, so we're mako, only one side. But otherwise not. Otherwise, Shmuel would require 2. So Gemara says 1 second. Mikol makom kasha. We'll get back to water in a minute. Let's just finish we're in the middle of the flow. Still, it's a question because Shmuel said at first, Chatzar is niteres b'pas echad, but then we have the story where he requires 2 walls. So does Shmuel require 1 or 2 walls? So, Kiyasa, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Mibei Rav, when they came from Rav, Pirshua, they explained, Me Ruach Achas Barba, Mishde Ruchos, Mashu Lakan, Mashu Lakan. When they came from Rav, and we assume this is what Shmuel also holds, it depends. One side. He would allow 1 wall if it's wide enough. It's 4 tefachim wide. 2 sides, then either just a little bit on either side, that would be good enough. Period. Okay, stop there for a minute. The Ritva, we noted this back in Masechah Shabbos as well. The Ritva notes, why are we mako by water? Why are we mako by water? Is it because, the Gemara says in Shabbos over there, where is it, Daf Kuf? I forgot exactly where this is, Daf Kuf Aleph. Says the Gemara there that we're Mako by Mayim. And we can't be Mako on dry land because goats can walk through. If goats can walk through, that ruins the Mechitza. So the Ritva says there, so you're going to tell me that the reason that we're Mako by water is because fish going through is not called a Bakia, is not called a break. So then that's not a kula of water, it's just a kula of fish. It's a kula that fish are insignificant. It's no kula of water. The Ritva says you just have to formulate it like this. It's not enough gamina, but that fish going through is significant, but still we're Mako because it's water. You just have to formulate it like that. That's the Ritva. He says, Kashali, imkein lo ikilu b'mayim klum. Zui kula shikilu shlalachos lo b'kiyas dogim. She'ena nireis. Ki mishuras adin, mali b'kiyas gedim, mali b'kiyas dogim. What's the difference if a goat goes through or fish go through? It's both going through. So he says it must be that it is significant that the fish go through, but still we're Mako. Still we're Mako. That's how you have to formulate it. Okay, good. Let's continue. Says, again, there's a lot to talk about by water, but not for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, where are we? Second to last, medium line. Amra Papa, ikashali hakashali. I have this problem with the Shita of Shmuel. We just said what does Shmuel hold? One side, four tvachim, two sides, mashahu on each one. Amrali Shmuel, l'Rav Chananya bar Shila. At lo tevet uvda. What was his statement before? You only do the following. Ela oberov dofen obishne pasin. Two walls or rov dofen. What does that first phrase mean? What does it mean, most of a wall? Lamali rov dofen. You have to cover most of the wall? But pasar basagi. We just explained, Shmuel, one pas that's four tvachim wide. One side. Why should you need to cover most of the wall? V'chitem, and if you want to say Maibarov Dofen, and if you want to say what does it mean, Bedofen Shiva, we're talking about a wall that's seven tfachim wide. Long. D'ba'arba ha'vilei rov dofen. And what we mean is just to make a wall that is four, so most of your wall is covered, but you shouldn't have to do that. Lamali arba, b'shlosha mashu sagi. If you have a wall that's seven tfachim long, so right when you make a pass that's three and a drop, then your opening is less than four tfachim. You don't need anything more. So what do you mean, rov? To ha'amar ravachli, v'tem rav yichil, ad arba, as we said up above. So the Gemara says, ibay, a couple of answers. Ibay yisema kan b'chatzar kan b'mavui. Maybe one answer is chatzar versus mavui. And a chatzar is more chamur. A mavui is the one that says as long as you have less than four tfachim, it's okay. By a chatzar, even less than four tfachim, you would require something. Or that itself is a machlokas. Not everybody agrees that less than four tfachim you need nothing. Maybe even in a mavui, you would have to do some type of tikkun. Period. Right. Tanur Rabbanan, Loshen Yamanakas Lachotzer, the water that breaks through on the fourth side, in Mamalanem and Bashabis, in that chotzer, that's the surrounded, again, you have a chotzer that has three good walls. The fourth wall was broken, and now the yam is going into the chotzer. A mile out, I'm standing in my chotzer. A mile out to just bend down and pick up some water and use it on Shabbos? No. You're not allowed to, even though I'm standing in the chotzer. You're not allowed to do that. LMK Yishla Machitza Gavo Yutfachim, unless you built a 10 tafach high machitza on that fourth side. This is only if the opening that the water made is wider than 10 amos. But 10 or less, that's only called a pesach. Fine. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Mamali hu delo mimal inon hatil tule metaltalinon. It says you're not allowed to pick up any of the water. Where you are. Are you allowed to be metaltel within that chatzer? Sounds like yes. But v'hanifrata chatzer b'milu olamakam alasar la. But what do you mean? You have a total opening on the fourth side. Why should you be able to carry within the chatzer? Right, you're not allowed to fill up the water from the water, but you're allowed to carry? Why would you be able to carry? Answers the Gemara, hachamai eskinan di'isle gidude. There are gidude. What does that mean? You can look in the pictures. Gidude means there is a fourth wall, it's just underwater. The top of the wall broke off. But you have the bottom of the wall underwater, which is not visible right now. That wall is good enough to say this area is still called a chatzer. And therefore you're allowed to carry within the chatzer. But the water, Rashi uses the lashon here of, Tosfos does. Tosfos uses the lashon here of Arivi Maya. But the water is all connected to each other. So we don't allow you to pick up water, fill water up, even though you're in your chatzer. You just want to pick up and get a drink. You're not allowed to do that, ironically. Even though everything else in the chatzer, you're allowed to carry within the chatzer, but you're not allowed to pick up the water because that is Iruve Maya, this water might be considered coming from outside, Gzeber, you might come to fill from outside, v'chulu. Good. Weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda. So underground cities, this is the source for underwater. Underwater cities is right here, the Gidude. Weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda. Mavui shlonish tatfubo. Other issues of Mavui. And again, the end of today's Amud is going to have something Lamaisa. Mavui shlonish, you got to just translate everything from the Masechta into the Rishonim and the Poskim, and then into reality. Mavish lonish tatfu bo. Everything's halachic reality and the reality that we see. Mavish lonish tatfu bo. If you have a mavui that they did not make a shituf, as we mentioned, it's going to come up a lot later in the Masechta. Besides the physical hecker that you have to make by a mavui, I also have to be mishatef. I also have to create the eruv. We all have to get together and pay for a barrel of wine and put it into one of the chatzers. Now we are one big happy family. And just like Erev Chatzeros, Shituf Mavos. So, a Mavi, Shlonish Tatfu Bo, if you have a Mavi that they did not make a Shituf in, Hechsheru Balechi, so you can't carry in there on a Darabana level. But what about on a Daraisa level? So, Hechsheru Balechi, if you use the Lechi, a vertical pole, Hazorik Latocho Chayiv, that makes it into a Rishus Hayachid Daraisa. And therefore, you're going to be Chayiv. Hechsheru Bekora, Hazorik Latocho Pater. But if you put up the Kora, no, then you're putter. That does not make it into a Rishus Hayachid Daraisa. We'll see why. Maskev L'Rav Sheshes, what's the issue here? Time of Delonis Tadfubo? The only reason you have this distinction is because you didn't make a Shituf? They didn't make a Shituf amongst them. Hanish Tadfubo, but if they made a Shituf, Afilu Achsheru Bakora Nami Chayiv. But if they made a Shituf, then even with a Kora, even with a horizontal board, it would be considered a Rishus Hayachid Daraisa? V'chikikar Zo, Asoso Rishus Hayachid Rishus Arabim? Rhetorical question. Does this cookie, or whatever you're using for the shituf, change the rishus? Cookies are only for derabanans. They're not for daraisas. So why should it make a difference, asked the Gemara? The Hatanya, we learned in the Braisa. Chatzeros shel rabim, umavoos she'enan mefulashin. If you have a semi-public, semi-private rishus, you have a chatzer of the rabim, or a mavui that is not mefulash, right, it's closed up, bein ervu, bein lo ervu, whether you made an erv or not, hazorik latochan chayiv. You're chayiv, meaning it doesn't matter. Right, whether you made it a shita for an erv or not does not make a difference on a daraisa level. So Rav Yehuda, what were you talking about? Eliyit mar hachiyimar. You're right, this is what he meant. Amar Rav Yehuda as follows. Mavui she'eno ra'ui l'shituf. Not they weren't mishatef. A mavui that is not ra'ui for shituf. What does that mean? Rashi says one word. Mefulash. If you have an open mavui, then hechsheru belechi hazorik l'tocho chayiv. If you're machshir with a lechi, then if you throw into it, it's chayiv, because that already, if you do something on the third side, according to Rov Rishonim, is already a Rishus Hayachid Daraisa. That's Rishus Hayachid Daraisa. Hechshero Bekora, Hazorek Latocha Pater. If you're a machshir with a Kora, with a horizontal board, you're Pater. Why? Alma Kesavar, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, Vekora Mishum Heker. As we mentioned already a number of times in this parak, a Lechi functions as a Mechitza. If you have a board, if you have a pole, it's as if that pole closes up the whole area. A horizontal beam, that's not closing anything off. That's just to remind me not to carry out. So, that's the difference. If you put a lechi in there, that makes it a rishus yachid. Even on a daraisa level. Right? It makes that third. A kore is mishum heker. V'chein am rabba, lechi mishum mechitza, v'kore mishum heker. So rabba holds of that. V'rava amar, echazev echazev mishum heker. And rabba says, no, they're both heker. Meaning, in both cases, it would not be a rishus hayachid. Because they're both just a hecker, they don't create a mechitza. Period. So a little more, and then we'll quote an important bir halacha. Eisvei Rabbi Akiva bar Abba l'Rava. So one second, he asks Rava, Hazorek l'mavui, yesh lo lechi chayiv, ein lo lechi patur. If it makes a difference if there's a lechi there or not, what do you mean it makes a difference if there's a lechi there? Right? What I thought, lechi, Rava, you just said a lechi is mishum hecker. If it's mishum heker, so then should it make a difference? Heker doesn't create reshuyos. Hachi gamar. No. Eino tzarech ella lechi hazorik l'tocho chayiv. This is what he means. Eino tzarech ella lechi. If it only needs a lechi, then hazorik l'tocho chayiv. Meaning if it's surrounded by three sides, so then you're going to be chayiv. Lechi vidavar acher. If it needs a lechi and something else, then hazorik l'tocho pater. So he worked out the brisa. Ace for another try. Lesser alkein, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We had this case already before. Remember, you have the overpass in the street. You have a street, you have houses on both sides of the street, and then you have an overpass. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi, Yesh Lo Shnei Batei B'Shnei Sidi B'Shnei Sarabim. V'osa Lechi Mikan, V'Lechi Mikan, El Kora Mikan, V'Kora Mikan, V'Nosi V'Nosi B'Emsa, Yikba Lechis or Koras on either side. And that's good enough for Rishus, for Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Lo, Ein Ma'arbin, Rishus Arabim Mekach. And they say, no, you don't make a Rishus Arabim, you're not Ma'arbin Rishus Arabim like this. But again, what do you see from there? Within Rabbi Yehuda, Lechis could create Mechitzis. What do you mean? I thought a Lechi is only Mishim Hecker. So Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzis Daraisa. Now that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Really, it's a Daraisa with nothing. Right? Just with the two walls. And the Lechis, again, are Mishim Hecker. Period. Stop there for a minute. The Bir Halacha in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel summarizes the machlokas that we mentioned earlier, but I'll just mention it again now. Beginning of Shin Samach Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Makom sheyeshlo gimel machitzos, aser chachamim letaltobo achayaseh shum tikin beravias. Right, that's what we've been talking about, this whole masechta. If you have an area with three walls, chachamim say you can't do anything until you put something up on the fourth wall. Bir Halacha. Le'inyin, he summarizes the machlokas. Imikri rishus ha'yachin min ha'torah, l'chayav ha'zorek mitocho l'rishus ha'rabim, with three walls. If I throw something in from the street to an area with three walls, yish plukta b'zei b'en erishonim. Deladaz ha'rambam perag yudalid, lo mikri rishus ha'yachin min ha'torah, ela ba'arba mechitzos, or at least three mechitzos and something on the fourth wall. And that's also Rabbeinu Hananel on Daf Yud Beis, right here. Achein l'das roba poskim, Rashi and Tosfos and the Ravid and the Rosh and the Rashba and the Ritva, says the Bir Halacha, b'shlosha mechitzos o b'shtei mechichos v'lechi, rishus ha'yachid gomer hu min ha'torah. That's the Bir Halacha, right? That's the machlokes we mentioned already. But then he says v'da. The Bir Halacha says it doesn't make a difference, according to what we paskin, that what's a rishus ha'yachid d'araisa, two walls and a little bit on the third wall, it doesn't make a difference if those two walls are perpendicular or parallel. Even if they're shaped like an L, and you put a little bit on the third wall, that is a Rishus HaYachid D'Araisa. The Mishnah Berurah says here, it doesn't make a difference. The Chazon Ish is Cholek. The Chazon Ish says, no, it's a more Pashut to say it's a Rishus HaYachid if they're parallel. That's more of an area that is being surrounded with a little bit on the third, not if it's an L. But the Mishnah Berurah here says in the Bir Halacha, it doesn't make a difference which way it is. That's an important Machlokas to be aware of. I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll start with Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi tomorrow as we get into the Elu Ve'elu, only two places in Shas, where Elu Ve'elu comes up. Hashem, one of them is on tomorrow's daf. But again, we'll start tomorrow with more rules of Lechis and Koras, and then we'll get into Rabbi Akiva and other amazing issues on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.